It was Daddy's poker night, and three of his friends were here, and Daddy told me I was to be their hostess because Mommy was away at her sister's. I love it when Daddy treats me like a big girl. I'm young, but I look older. Maybe it's because I have these very big tits for my age. I have the biggest tits in middle school, and tonight Daddy wants me to wear my shortest skirt and a very tight top. He said it will help him at poker, and with the money he wins, he's going to take me shopping to buy whatever I want. I was getting the beers for Daddy and his friends, and they kept saying how good I looked. His friends were looking at me, and I heard one say something about my tits. They were drinking and playing cards, and they were all swearing and saying dirty words. Words Mommy said I was never to say. My Daddy kept on saying, "Fucking cards. I hate these fucking cards tonight." Then they all started to argue, and one of the men said to my Daddy, "Pay up. You fucking owe us about a grand, and we want the money now." Daddy told me to get more beers for his friends, and when I came back from the kitchen, everyone was looking at me. One of the men, I heard someone call him Barry, said, "Come here, pretty girl. I want to tell you something." And I looked at Daddy, and he nodded his permission. The man told me his name was Barry, and he lifted me onto his knees and told me my Daddy owed them a lot of money, and I was going to have to do what they wanted to help pay off the debt. And if I didn't, they were going to call the police and put my Daddy in jail. "Oh, no, don't do that. I'll do anything to save my Daddy from prison." I looked at Daddy, and he said, "Be a good girl and do what they want, baby girl." And I said, "Of course, Daddy." That's when Barry started running his hand up and down my leg, slowly at first. And every time he rubbed my leg, he rubbed higher, too, until he touched my girly bits through my panties. And I jumped when he did that. Nobody had ever touched me there before. Especially a strange man, even though he was one of Daddy's friends. I looked at Daddy and he said, "It's okay, baby girl." So I just sat there on Barry's lap and he said, "You have nice tits. Show them to us." Daddy was nodding his head, so I took off my tight top, the one Daddy wanted me to wear, and my bra, I wear C cups. And Barry started squeezing my tits and pinching my nipples. And I was shy. No one had ever touched my tits before, let alone played with them, especially in front of other men, strangers really. But I decided that I kind of liked it when he bent his head and started licking and sucking at my nipple. Well, that felt really good. I mean, really good. That had never happened before. Then the other men all came over and started playing with my titties and sucking my nipples while Barry ran his hand back down to touch my panties. I was feeling sexy, like a big girl. And the Barry said, "You sexy slut, your panties are wet. Your cunt is wetting your panties." And I looked scared. That was one of the naughty words Mommy said not to say. And here this man was saying them out loud to me and in front of everybody, too. I was embarrassed, and I felt all flushed, and I'm sure my face was red. I knew my cunt, oops, that's another dirty word Mommy said not to say, was wet. And then I felt Barry's fingers at the edge of my panties, where the crotch part is. And I could feel him kind of wiggle and slide his hand, his big hand, underneath the edge, and then creep further along and touch my cunt lips and play with my clit. I think I moaned. Daddy looked worried, but I told him, "It's okay, Daddy. Barry's not harming me. Everything is okay. And I like what the man is doing to me." Then Barry lifted me onto the table and took my short skirt off, the one that Daddy had me wear, and my panties, and I saw him sniff my panties and shove them in his pocket. Though why he wanted my panties, I don't know, because they smelled. And there I was, totally naked before all these men, these strangers, Daddy's friends. And then Barry unbuckled his belt and unzipped his pants and reached inside his zipper hole and pulled out his thing. It was his cock. And that was another word Mommy said I wasn't to say, but my friends at school talked about cocks all the time. And now I was getting to see one for the very first time. I had never seen an adult cock before. It was all big and hard and ugly, and it stuck straight out from the man's belly, only lower down. And there was hair there, too, grown-up hair. And when he walked closer to me as I sat on the table, he walked real close up to my face, holding his cock out like he was presenting me with a gift, his hands stroking it back and forth. And he got real close to my face, and he put his cock up against my lips and rubbed the wet head around and said, "Take it in your mouth and suck it. There's a good girl." And he pushed his tip up against my closed lips. I didn't know what to do. I'd never done this before. I've never seen a grown-up cock before a few minutes ago, and here this man, Barry, was telling me to suck it. Well, I soon learned what that meant. "Run your tongue over it and open your eyes. I want to see you as you suck my cock." "Yeah. See what you do to my cock? More. Use your tongue more. Get it nice and wet." Then I felt Barry's hands on the back of my head, moving my mouth up and down his cock, back and forth, fucking my face with it. And he said, "Yeah, suck on it like it was a lollipop. Yeah, like that." As my head was forced up and down his cock, my mouth stretched wide. Then Barry grabbed my hair and started pumping his cock harder and harder and further inside my mouth, all the way to the back of my throat. And I started gagging and coughing. And my eyes started watering and tears were leaking out as Daddy's friend was fucking my mouth hard with his big fat cock, his big cockhead trying to enter my little throat. The other men were sitting around the poker table watching, and some were saying naughty things to me, shouting them out. Things like how I was a good cocksucker, and one of the men said he was going to eat my cunt. I looked at my daddy and said, "Daddy, these men are saying rude words to me, bad words." And they all laughed, and my daddy said, "It's okay, baby. They can say them. And tonight, you can say them too. But just for tonight, and you can't tell Mommy." So there I was, all helpless, laying on the table. One man was fucking my mouth. And another man had scooted his chair over and was down at my waist between my legs, licking my cunt with his tongue. And I heard the other man say that he was eating my cunt. And then another man stood up and moved until he was leaning over me. And he took my hand and raised it up to touch his cock. And he wrapped my little hand around it. And he started moving my hand up and down his shaft. While another man said, "Look at her stroke that cock." Then Barry stopped fucking my mouth. He pulled his cock out, and his friends all changed positions, and there was a new cock in my mouth, and I heard Barry say, "I'm gonna fuck this sweet virgin cunt." I got scared when I heard that, so I closed my eyes and tried to close my legs. But Barry was too quick for me, and he pried my legs open with his elbows, and he stood between my legs, and he grabbed his cock and rubbed it up and down my slit, getting it all wet. And then I felt the head of his cock pressing into my cunt, which was wet from his friend eating it. And it hurt. It hurt me a little bit because his cock was so big, but not as much as I expected. And then he pushed and pushed his cock inside me a little bit at a time. But because it was so big, I couldn't take all of it at once. He had to go inch by inch. And Barry said, "Fuck, you have a tight cunt." And then when he had all of his prick balls deep inside me. He held still for a minute. And then he started to fuck me. To slide his cock in and out of my cunt. The one fucking my mouth started fucking harder and harder, pushing his cock in more and more, further and further inside my mouth. And his cock got bigger and harder, and I heard him say, "I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come." Then I felt this sudden wetness inside my mouth, wet and skishy, being held there by his cock so I couldn't spit it out. And one of the men said, "He's coming in her mouth. Look at that. He's got his big, fat old cock shoved all the way inside her mouth. Must be halfway down her throat." And I was gagging at his spunk, and the man said, "Swallow. Swallow every drop, little girl." Then all of a sudden, he was pushed aside, and my mouth was filled with a third man's big cock, and he started to fuck my mouth too, just like Barry was fucking my cunt. My cunt was feeling really good by now too. Barry plowing his big dick in and out, and when he said he was going to fill my cunt with his cum, I started to feel real funny, and I got, I don't know how to say it, but I started feeling really good too, and I mean really good. Everything tingling, and my cunt was pulsing around Barry's cock, still buried deep inside me, spasming. And then a feeling of total calm and relaxation spread through my body. And one of the men said, "Look at her cum." And as Barry's prick softened and slipped out of my cunt, I felt a new cock there, a hard cock. And soon my cunt was filled again with a new cock. And it slid in easier this time, since my cut was now all very wet with Barry's cum and my juices. So this new cock slipped in easily. "You like getting fucked, don't you?" he said. And I nodded yes. "Don't just nod. Tell me you like my cock fucking your cunt." "I like your cock fucking my cunt. It feels really good." And I looked over at Daddy to see if he was angry at me for saying naughty words. But Daddy was only watching me, watching his baby girl getting fucked. And he had his cock out, and he was stroking it. The one fucking me said to my Daddy, "She's a horny little slut. Have you ever fucked her yet?" And my Daddy said, "Not yet, but I will soon." And Daddy looked at me, and then he came over and put his cock against my lips. And he rubbed his wet head around and said, "Open your mouth for me, baby girl." And he pushed his cock against my closed lips. "Come on, open up. Now lick the tip." "Run your tongue over it and swirl your tongue around." "Yeah, like that. Now open wider, because Daddy's coming in." And then Daddy pushed his big cock inside my mouth. I felt Daddy's hands at the back of my head, trying to force more of his big cock inside. And he said, "You've almost got the whole thing in, baby girl. Just another inch to go, and then you'll have the full 7 inches inside your mouth." And he kept pushing his cock inside, and I was choking and gagging on it because it was so big. Daddy said, "Keep sucking, baby. It's okay if you gag on it. I like the way it feels on my cock. Just relax. You've almost got all of Daddy's cock. Yeah, that's the way." and my head was forced up and down on his cock, and my mouth stretched wide. Then he started pumping his cock harder and faster inside my mouth, all the way to the back of my throat, and I started gagging and coughing. And my eyes started watering as my daddy was fucking my mouth hard with his big, fat, thick cock and his big cockhead trying to enter my throat. And then daddy said, "I'm gonna come, baby girl. I'm gonna come inside your mouth, down your throat. And when I come, don't spit it out. Swallow it. And you better not miss a drop either." And he no sooner said that than he moaned and groaned and started breathing really hard. And then he shouted out, "Take it. Take my cum. Drink it. Swallow it." And there was so much cum, but I couldn't swallow it all. And some of it leaked out around my lips and spilled down my chin. But I swallowed most of it, choking and gagging in the vile substance as daddy kept his cock in my throat so he could feel me swallow it around his tip. Then I felt a second man shoot a load of jizz inside my fuck hole, filling it up. And I came again. Then daddy pulled his cock out of my mouth and moved down between my legs. His cock was still hard, even though he had just come. And he was holding his big prick, and he was rubbing it up and down my cunt, getting it all wet, rubbing his big daddy cock all around my clit, making me horny too. And I reached down, and pulled my cunt lips open, and God guided daddy's cock into my cum-soaked cunt. And I heard daddy moan as his prick filled my snatch, and I said, "Daddy, you're the best. Please fuck my cunt with your big fat cock." And his cock was fucking in and out of my cunt. And I asked daddy if he was angry at me because I hadn't been able to swallow all of his cum and how I swore and used bad words. But he said he loved hearing his little girl talk dirty like that and for me to do it again. I was surprised, but pleased. So I said, "Fuck me, daddy. Fuck your baby's wet cunt." And me and daddy were kissing, and then I said, "I love your cock fucking my cunt, daddy. Please, daddy, fuck my young cunt harder." And I looked around, and all my other men were watching and stroking their cocks, getting them all hard for me again, just for me. And I knew I was going to get a lot more cocks fucking my cunt. And daddy was fucking my wet, sloppy cunt really hard. And so he said, "Yes, daddy, fill my cunt with your spunk. Please, daddy, I need it. I want you to come. Please, daddy." And his cock exploded in my snatch, and we both came together. Oh. Well, that night I was fucked by the three men and my daddy twice. Plus, I suck their cocks a lot. This is my daddy's and my secret. And we fuck often when mommy's not home, after the poker night gangbang. I also found out that the men were lying when Barry threatened to call the police and send my daddy to prison. That this was a plan they had hatched up to get my sweet young mouth and virgin cunt. But I had so much fun with them, all fucking my cunt, so I forgave them for being that sneaky. Mommy is home most card nights, but I know if she's ever away, then it won't be cards on the table. It'll be me getting my mouth and cunt fucked.